Welcome to IELTS.net podcast Mastering the IELTS Speaking Test, How to Ace. Describe a time when you attended a webinar or virtual conference. The topic, Describe a time when you attended a webinar or virtual conference, has become increasingly relevant in recent years, especially with the rise of remote learning and digital events. This subject is likely to appear in future IELTS speaking tests as it reflects current trends in education and professional development. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively and achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about online learning and virtual events. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Have you ever attended an online course or webinar? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I have. I recently participated in a webinar about digital marketing. It was quite interesting and informative. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. In fact, I've attended several online courses and webinars over the past year. Most recently, I participated in a comprehensive series of webinars on advanced digital marketing strategies. The experience was not only enlightening, but also incredibly convenient, allowing me to expand my professional knowledge from the comfort of my home. Do you think online learning is effective? Band 6-7. Answer. I think it can be effective. It's convenient and allows people to learn at their own pace. However, it might lack the interaction of traditional classrooms. Band 8-9 answer. I believe online learning can be highly effective when implemented properly. Its flexibility and accessibility are major advantages, allowing learners to tailor their study schedules to their individual needs. Moreover, many platforms now incorporate interactive elements and real-time collaboration tools, which can replicate much of the engagement found in traditional classrooms. That said, its effectiveness often depends on the learner's self-discipline and the quality of the course design. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Describe a time when you attended a webinar or virtual conference. You should say what the webinar or conference was about, when and where you attended it, who else attended it, and explain why you found it interesting or useful. Band 6-7. Answer. I recently attended a webinar about sustainability in business. It was held last month, and I participated from my home office. The webinar was organized by a well-known environmental organization and featured speakers from various industries. Many professionals from different countries attended the event. I found it interesting because it provided practical tips on how companies can implement eco-friendly practices. The speakers shared case studies and real-world examples, which made the content more relatable. It was useful for my work, as I'm currently involved in a project to reduce our company's carbon footprint. The webinar lasted for about 2 hours, and there was a Q&A session at the end where attendees could ask questions. Overall, it was a good learning experience that gave me new ideas to apply in my workplace. Band answer. I'd like to talk about a virtual conference I attended last quarter, which focused on the future of artificial intelligence in healthcare. This cutting-edge event was hosted by a consortium of leading tech companies and medical institutions, and I had the privilege of participating from my home office, which I had set up specifically for remote learning and professional development. The conference spanned 3 days and attracted a diverse array of participants, including AI researchers, healthcare professionals, ethicists, and policymakers from around the globe. This multidisciplinary approach was particularly impressive, as it fostered a rich dialogue about the potential applications and implications of AI in medical settings. What made this conference exceptionally interesting and useful was its comprehensive coverage of both technical innovations and ethical considerations. For instance, one keynote speech explored how machine learning algorithms could revolutionize early cancer detection, while a panel discussion delved into the nuanced ethical dilemmas surrounding AI-driven medical decision-making. The event was structured brilliantly, featuring a mix of presentations, interactive workshops, and networking sessions. I was particularly captivated by a hands-on demonstration of an AI-powered diagnostic tool, which allowed participants to see the technology in action. Perhaps most valuable was the opportunity to engage in real-time discussions with experts and peers through the conference's sophisticated virtual platform. This allowed for a level of interaction that I found surprisingly comparable to in-person events. Overall, this virtual conference not only expanded my knowledge of AI's potential in healthcare, but also broadened my professional network. It left me feeling inspired and equipped with actionable insights that I've since been able to apply in my own work in medical technology. Follow-up questions. How did the virtual format affect your learning experience? Band 6-7, answer. The virtual format made it easier for me to attend, as I didn't have to travel. I could also review the recorded sessions later. However, I missed the face-to-face interactions you get at physical events. Band 8-9, answer. The virtual format significantly enhanced my learning experience in several ways. Firstly, it afforded me unprecedented flexibility, allowing me to seamlessly integrate the conference into my busy schedule. I could actively participate in live sessions and revisit recorded content at my convenience, which facilitated deeper comprehension of complex topics. Moreover, the digital platform fostered a unique form of engagement. Features like live polls, breakout rooms, and digital whiteboards encouraged active participation and collaborative learning. This interactive approach often surpassed traditional conference formats in terms of audience involvement. However, I must acknowledge that the virtual setting did present some challenges, particularly in replicating the spontaneous networking opportunities typical of in-person events. Despite this, the organizers implemented creative solutions such as virtual coffee breaks and AI-powered networking matchups, which mitigated these limitations to a considerable extent. Do you think virtual conferences will replace traditional ones in the future? Band 6-7 answer. I think virtual conferences will become more common, but they probably won't completely replace traditional ones. Both have their advantages, and people still value face-to-face interactions. Band 8-9, answer. While I believe virtual conferences will continue to gain prominence, I don't foresee them entirely supplanting traditional conferences. Rather, I anticipate a hybrid model emerging as the new norm. Virtual conferences offer undeniable advantages in terms of accessibility, cost-effectiveness, and reduced carbon footprint. They democratize knowledge sharing by allowing participation from individuals who might be constrained by geographical or financial limitations. Furthermore, the technological capabilities of virtual platforms are rapidly evolving, offering increasingly sophisticated ways to facilitate interaction and engagement. However, traditional conferences still hold a unique value proposition. They provide unparalleled networking opportunities, allow for serendipitous exchanges of ideas, and offer a level of immersive experience that's challenging to replicate virtually. The tactile and social aspects of in-person events, such as impromptu discussions over coffee or the energy of a packed auditorium, contribute significantly to the overall conference experience. In the future, I envision a symbiotic relationship between virtual and traditional formats. Major conferences might adopt a hybrid approach, combining in-person components with virtual elements to maximize reach and impact. This could involve live streaming keynote speeches, offering virtual attendance options, or extending the conference experience through online follow-up sessions. Ultimately, the choice between virtual and traditional formats will likely depend on the specific goals, audience, and content of each conference. The most successful events will be those that strategically leverage the strengths of both mediums to create comprehensive, engaging, and accessible experiences for all participants. Part 3, two-way discussion. Q. How has technology changed the way we attend conferences and seminars? Band 6-7, answer. Technology has made it easier to attend conferences from anywhere. We can now join online and interact with speakers through chat functions. It's also possible to watch recorded sessions later, which is convenient. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has fundamentally transformed the landscape of conference and seminar attendance in multifaceted ways. Firstly, it has dramatically expanded accessibility, enabling participation from a global audience without the constraints of geographical boundaries or travel expenses. This democratization of knowledge sharing has led to more diverse and inclusive events. Moreover, technology has revolutionized the nature of interaction during these events. Real-time polling, virtual Q&A sessions, and interactive workshops facilitated through sophisticated platforms have created more engaging and participatory experiences. The integration of AI in some conference platforms even allows for personalized scheduling and networking recommendations, enhancing the overall value for attendees. Another significant change is the shift towards asynchronous learning. Many conferences now offer on-demand access to recorded sessions, allowing participants to engage with content at their own pace and revisit complex topics. This flexibility has made it possible for individuals to derive maximum benefit from conferences without sacrificing their other commitments. Furthermore, technology has enabled the emergence of hybrid events, combining the best aspects of both virtual and in-person experiences. This model offers unprecedented flexibility and has the potential to cater to diverse learning preferences and accessibility needs. However, it's important to note that these technological advancements also present new challenges, such as ensuring equitable access to reliable internet and maintaining attendee engagement in a potentially distracting home environment. As we move forward, the most successful conferences will likely be those that can effectively leverage technology to enhance learning and networking while mitigating its potential drawbacks. What are the potential drawbacks of relying too heavily on virtual events? Band 6-7. Answer. Relying too much on virtual events can lead to less personal interaction. People might miss out on networking opportunities and the experience of being in a new environment. There's also the risk of technical issues disrupting the event. Band 8-9. Answer. While virtual events offer numerous benefits, an over-reliance on them could potentially lead to several significant drawbacks. Firstly, there's the issue of diminished interpersonal connections. The nuanced social cues and spontaneous interactions that occur naturally in face-to-face settings are often lost in virtual environments. This can result in reduced networking opportunities and a less vibrant exchange of ideas, which are often crucial aspects of professional and academic gatherings. Secondly, prolonged screen time associated with virtual events can lead to digital fatigue, potentially reducing engagement and information retention. The immersive experience of being physically present at an event is challenging to replicate virtually, which might impact the overall learning and inspiration derived from such gatherings. Another concern is the potential for technological inequality. Not all participants may have access to high-speed internet or advanced devices, which could create a disparity in the quality of experience and potentially exclude certain demographics from fully participating. Moreover, virtual events may struggle to replicate the serendipitous encounters and impromptu discussions that often lead to innovative ideas or collaborations in traditional settings. The structured nature of most virtual platforms can limit these valuable unplanned interactions. Lastly, an overemphasis on virtual events might lead to a loss of cultural exchange and local economic benefits that traditionally accompany international conferences. The experience of visiting new places, immersing in different cultures, and contributing to local economies is an intangible yet significant aspect of many events. To mitigate these drawbacks, it's crucial to strike a balance between virtual and in-person events, and to continually innovate in virtual event technology to address these challenges. The future likely lies in thoughtfully designed hybrid models that can harness the benefits of both formats while minimizing their respective limitations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Virtual conference, noun, a conference conducted online rather than in person. Example, the virtual conference allowed participants from around the world to attend without travel expenses. Webinar, noun, a seminar or other presentation that takes place on the internet. Example, I attended a webinar on digital marketing strategies last week. Remote learning, LARN, noun, the practice of studying or being taught without face-to-face contact with a teacher. Example, many universities have implemented remote learning options due to the pandemic. Interactive, active, adjective, allowing a two-way flow of information between a computer and a user. Example, the webinar included interactive polls to engage the audience. Networking, noun, the action or process of interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contacts. Example, Virtual conferences often include networking sessions to facilitate connections between attendees. Engage, verb, participate or become involved in. Example, the speakers used various techniques to engage the audience during the virtual presentation. Multidisciplinary, numinary, adjective, combining or involving several academic disciplines or professional specializations. Example, the conference took a multidisciplinary approach to addressing climate change. Accessibility, civility, noun, the quality of being able to be reached or entered. Example, one advantage of virtual conferences is their increased accessibility for people with mobility issues. Asynchronous, ness, adjective, not existing or occurring at the same time. Example, the conference offered asynchronous viewing options for those unable to attend live sessions. Hybrid model, model, noun, a combination of in-person and virtual elements in an event or system. Example, many organizations are adopting a hybrid model for their annual conferences to cater to both local and remote attendees. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like virtual conferences and webinars, develop a broad vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific terms and academic words naturally in your responses. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly without long pauses or hesitations. Provide detailed responses. Elaborate on your answers with examples and personal experiences. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Demonstrate your ability to use complex sentences and different tenses accurately. Show critical thinking. Offer balanced views and thoughtful analysis, especially in Part 3 discussions. Maintain good pronunciation. Focus on clear articulation and proper stress patterns. Stay relevant. Always address the question directly while providing comprehensive answers. Be confident. Even if you're unsure, maintain a confident tone and try to express your ideas clearly. Regular practice with these tips in mind will help you improve your performance and achieve a higher band score in the IELTS speaking test. For more information on preparing for other parts of the IELTS speaking test, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a time when you helped organize a virtual event. Describe a recent virtual experience that was memorable. Describe a time when you participated in a global online event. Remember, consistent practice and exposure to a variety of topics will significantly enhance your performance in the IELTS speaking test.